Good morning, friend. I'm Pastor Carl Rockroar of Zion Lutheran Church in Ridgeville Corners, Ohio. You are invited to join me for our morning meditation. This week, we are considering a passage from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. This is often called the Great Commission, in which Jesus, after he rose from the dead, blessed and directed his people before he ascended into heaven. Today we consider verse 19, which reads, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." I usually try to have one main point in our morning devotions and then converse about that point. Today, no. The Bible verse demands at least 2 points, even if briefly stated. The first point, Jesus said to make disciples of all nations. A disciple is a follower. The word nations in the Greek New Testament is not a political nation like we speak of today, but means more like ethnic groups of people. Thus, all people of all types, cultures, languages, tribes, every sort of person need to know about Jesus. And the second point, the name to baptize in is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. One God, one name. In a mysterious and profound way, Jesus does not say names, plural. He does not say that. But Jesus says name. Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit are one name. One God, one name. Jesus is God, and Jesus wants all people to know about him. Why? So that they may have the divine forgiveness, peace, comfort, guidance, and strength. Let's state this in a very personal way. Jesus is God, and Jesus wants me to know about him. Jesus wants me to follow him. There are mysterious and unknown details of the Bible that we can never know in our whole life of study. But there are also mysterious and unknown details about my own life. I won't understand everything. But Jesus does not want me to doubt who he is, or that he can help me, and that he wants me to follow him. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, take away my misgivings and doubts and fears. Help me to see your grace and power in my day to day. In your name I pray, amen.